who will be the chosen son? We're talking number one pick on the home of Phoenix Suns basketball, 98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. I'm on top of
the world. About 4 hours until the draft gets underway, 2018 style. Suns with the number one overall pick here to talk draft with us and the Suns offseason is their forward, Jared Dudley, who joins us on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Hello, Jared, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good. Can you let's before we talk about what's going to transpire tonight, let's go back 11 years to draft night 2007. What are your memories of being a first round pick that night, Jared?
I had a party here in San Diego, and I was just hoping to get first round. I had 18, 19 workouts, all ranging from about 18 to 35 was my range at that time, and I just remember them calling my name. It was just a dream come true, just because you know, as every player, you always wanted, if you couldn't be in the green room and shake out, I think back then with David Stern, Adam Silver, you just wanted to call your name, and that's what I wanted, and it was definitely one of the best moments of my life.
And now you, and since you weren't there in the green room, you don't have to look back in horror about what you wore on draft night either, because there's not a lot of pictures in circulation of what you wore that night, right?
You know what? I just saw it not too long ago. I wore some jeans with a sweater vest with a tie. It was a fashion trend back then with my braids.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Jared, we've been looking at this thing, and it seems like DeAndre Ayton's been the foregone conclusion, but Vinny and I have been starting to look at Marvin Bagley III and wondering if he's the bigger generational talent. Are you still in the Ayton camp? What do you think at the very top of this draft? How would you delineate between those guys right up there at the top?
I think those two guys are kind of like can't-miss guys in the sense of, if you had told me Karl-Anthony Towns, it's easy to say Porzingis now because no one knew about Porzingis. I think that those two guys are going to be 18 to 19 point scorers to 10, 11 rebounds throughout their career. I think they're just totally different. I think that Bagley is the new generational. He's going to be a five eventually once he gains a little bit of weight where he can guard multiple positions. He has a good feel in the sense that he can post up if you're too small. He can shoot the jump shot. He's not a great shooter, but you could tell that his form, that he's going to be able to shoot the ball well and his motor. I think what separates Bagley and Ayton is motor. I think that offensively, I think Ayton has a little bit more with him. I think defensively, that's the key. And it's tough to analyze these guys defensively because at a young age, they're not thinking defense. They're thinking scoring and what they can do and maybe block shots, but not really locking down and taking that serious. That's something that they'll both have to do.
Jared Dudley of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. The people that, you know, have a rooting interest in the Suns that aren't necessarily on board with DeAndre Ayton as the pick at number one, Jared, a lot of it has to do with the marginalization, they'll call it, or the lessening importance of a dominant center in the NBA. What would you say to those people?
And I would say very understandable, mm-hmm. very understandable. But I would say this is through basketball, a certain type of player is going to change the way it's played. The reason why this game has changed this way is Steph Curry. I mean, not saying he's the best. His three-point shooting to go along with Klay Thompson and then being a duo has changed the NBA because, you know, shooting 10, 11 threes a game per player now is not out of the ordinary. Before it was. So DeAndre can be able to guard point guards off pick and rolls and do it effectively and still dominate undersized five like Draymond Green. He'll change the NBA. And that's a big if. I mean, it's tough to be able to do that in this with these athletic quick point guards and these fives that can guard bigs. And mm-hmm. so we haven't had a center, except for Joel Embiid a little bit, that can punish these undersized five. Cousins does that at times. He definitely does. But now defensively, are they giving up more points because of threes? And that's really the key where the Bagley and Anthony Davis types I feel that he's kind of similar to is going to be key.
All right, let me ask you one thing about Luka Doncic. I want to get your take on this, Jared. In the European League, he's playing against men who are smart and developed, and so the things that Luka does really well can't be diminished because he sees the game and he's very intelligent because he's playing against real intelligent people. but he's not facing the athleticism of the college game. And I'm curious, do you think his ball handling ability and his ability to facilitate, and even by extension, his confidence will get sapped when he gets to the NBA just because he's going to get smothered by athletes in a way that he's never been before? Or do you think that's overblown?
I don't think it's overblown. I think everyone in the draft, you always overanalyze everyone. I think, yep, when it comes to his ball handling, I'm fine with it. His shooting off the dribble, his IQ. Now, I would say this. Besides maybe the Warriors, the NBA is more of a one-on-one, pick-and-roll, see the mismatch and go at it.
Yep.
And in Europe, it's more passing. You'll see 10, 11 passes, pick and roll, side to side. And we just don't do it as much. For one, we'll, our 24-second shot clock. And so you have less that. And then there's our elite players are so elite, we try to get them to find the mismatch. And so for him, it's defensively, like everyone, can you build a guard? And for the most part, people say, hey, but Steph Curry can't play defense. Well, Steph Curry plays on a good defensive team. So if you're not in the right personnel, you know, if you don't have the right personnel, you can be exposed. With that being said, is I do think that if he gets to the right system, he can be a star. And what I mean by a star, he could be someone like if he went to Dallas that's all about side to side, playing the right way, find the mismatch like Carlisle. I think that will benefit him dramatically.
Jared Dudley of the Suns, our guest here on Bickley and Murata, as it is NBA draft day. Suns have the number one pick. They also have the number 16 pick in the first round. It's an interesting spot to be in for such a young team, Jared. As you know, I think part of the goal this offseason for Ryan McDonough is to add a little experience and a little age and leadership to that roster. That being said, is there a player you especially like for your team at 16? Are you on board with maybe exploring a trade to get some veteran talent there? I mean, what are your thoughts on that pick?
I think that, to be honest, yeah, that's a good question. I do like the guard from Villanova. I think I can't pronounce his name right.
DiVincenzo?
Him. I like him just because of his shooting, his high IQ, his athleticism. I think he was number one in vertical when it came to the combine, so he has that. But I think that if there's ever a year you want to trade up, I think this is the year where if you're looking to get a point guard, something that I think that we are in need. I think that we have the assets, have something to be able to go get between Sexton, between Trey Young. Those guys might go early. But with that, I think that, you know, we're already a young team. You'll add two good kids that are young. I think the key will be the free agency of the veterans, because we can have the top five picks. In this NBA, you can't win young. And when I mean win, now you can develop these guys, where I think you saw with OKC when you had Harden, Westbrook, when you have elite talent, which I think Jackson, Booker, and Aiden, it takes a while, and we can wait a while, but that's even them, if you looked at it, they signed Fisher, they signed Caron Butler, they signed the right guys to go along with that team to help guide them.
All right, Jared, I want to move off the draft and ask you, because I saw your reaction after Kawhi Leonard allegedly asked for a trade, or said he wanted out of San Antonio and wanted to go to Los Angeles, and we've heard all about LeBron, and you were like, here it goes. And it's kind of exactly the way I feel. Do you expect that super team to form in Los Angeles, and what are your thoughts on whether it's good or bad for basketball?
I definitely expect it. I definitely expect it, just because for one, if you were LeBron and you were going to leave, wouldn't you want to play with a guy like Kawhi Leonard?
Oh, yeah.
If you have to take down if you take down the Warriors, you need someone to – he's probably tired of guarding Durant and then doing all that. And now you have someone not only can guard Durant. You know, people say Durant's unstoppable. He's not unstoppable with Kawhi Leonard. I'll tell you that. That's one person that we've seen that has slowed him down. Now, Durant's had also some good games, but there's a lot of games that you would say Kawhi got the better of him, and that's what he needs. So he wants to play in L.A., and they have the assets to get them, because Kuzma and Ingram are good young pieces. That's for one. And then when it comes to LeBron, him having a house there, and if he gets the right pieces, why would you not want to end it there?
It's a good question, and I expect it, like you, Jared, to happen as well. But that will immediately begin the debates of if it's LeBron, Kawhi, and I know people want to include Paul George into that. Let's say that all transpires. And there's a lot of people that would be willing to say, oh, the Lakers are going to win multiple titles with that team right away. I still don't think they beat Golden State next year. Do you agree?
You know what? If they got also Paul George, I would pick them to win it. Just
so would
because I would pick them to win it because I think that Golden State would have a better record overall. But I think that in the playoff, where now we'll be, I think we're taking the factor out of LeBron, where hey, you have two other guys that can defend multiple positions that are elite at that. And I just feel like, hey, you two could suit up next to them too. You guys are gonna get wide open shots. I mean, like if those three there, like who's a Steph Curry guard? I mean, like who do those guys have to guard? And I think that Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are unselfish enough where, hey, they're egoless, where, hey, I'm just going to do my job. Kawhi loves guarding the best guys, and that's what's tough about being Golden State. You got to be egoless because so are they. They don't care who gets to shine. They play the right way every time, and yet they're elite at what they do. So I think it'd be a battle. I think the ratings would be crazy. And then what you're hoping for is Phoenix to see this, to gravitate towards this and know that, hey, Booker is close. And I don't think people realize how close he is of tapping into even that next level. And if Aiden is what he is, I mean, Phoenix is going to be right there in a couple of years if they'll compete with these guys.
Yeah, let's hope. We'll cross our fingers, Jared. I always appreciate the time and the insight. Thanks, man. Enjoy the rest of the offseason, okay?
Thank you, guys, man. Enjoy the draft.
All right, Jared Dudley of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. That's CoulterTempe.com, Coulter on Camelback.com, and CoulterNissan.com. Kevin Hart is bringing his irresponsible tour to Talking Stick Resort Arena on Sunday, July 1st. We're giving you the chance to win tickets. Just head to the rewards page at ArizonaSports.com for complete details and to enter to win. More NBA draft coverage as we count down to the number one overall pick for the Phoenix Suns here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station.